we're going to focus and reprioritize on, you know, trying to push along the measures that we've put in place to see savings. We're also going to look for other ideas. Yes, it is challenging. You know, I've said I'm not prepared to close a hospital or to cut a ferry service in order to return to surplus, but returning surplus is challenging. And, you know, we faced criticism for not doing things quickly enough as government. I'd like to see them move along more quickly as well. It is a challenge. And, you know, I'll be completely honest. I mean, I go home sometimes at night, and the thought never leaves my mind on how we can get back to surplus. We're not giving up on returning to surplus. I understand, and I admit that it is challenging to get there by 22-23. I'd like to, you know, remain committed to returning to surplus, even though I agree that it will be a challenge to get there by 22-23. You know, we control what we can control, and, you know, we've seen an additional cut in expenditures this year, you know, based on the mid-year point in the fiscal year of $24 million. You know, that's where we can push and find savings, and we can't control if there's an oil shutdown, and we can't control if the price of a barrel of oil goes down. We rely on our 11 companies that provide us with oil estimates, and we take the average of those estimates. Certainly in no way ambitious on oil prices, but, you know, it is... There's no crystal ball on determining what oil prices will be. We're always very cautious on where we budget. But where we can have control, we do have control, and that's on cutting expenditures. You know, it is disappointing that we saw a shutdown both last year in the oil industry and again this year in the oil industry, and it does have a significant impact on the province's finances. Government has recognized that the province had become too reliant on oil. Government has taken a number of measures to diversify the economy. Government has taken a number of measures to try to create new jobs. And I've often used the analogy, it's like planting trees. It takes time for a tree to take root. And even when it takes root, it takes time for the tree to bear fruit. But, you know, we've worked in a number of sectors in our economy to expand the economy and to create jobs. You know, one of the most recent is repair, maintenance, and overhaul in our aerospace industry. You know, we're focused on expanding that. And, you know, we understand the potential there, you know, is in the thousands of jobs in the province. You know, so we are trying as we move forward to expand the economy and expand the potential to grow the number of jobs in the province. That's part of what we're doing. I will put a challenge out, I guess, even to the media in terms of how much doom and gloom we preach, because, you know, some of that becomes reality. And if people in the general public think there's doom and gloom, retail sales go down, or people no longer look to employ additional staff. You know, so it is a balance. And I've always talked about balance and having a balanced approach. And, you know, the responsibility is not just keeping the province's books in order, but there's also a responsibility to try to instill consumer confidence. So you're right, part of it is instilling consumer confidence, but we've got an exceptionally bright future in this province. The challenge for us is bridging from where we are to where we're going to be. And yes, we have to become less reliant on oil and gas in this province, but let's not make any mistake. You know, we've got 114 exploration wells registered with this province. Industry are telling us, based on the significant investment made by the province in seismic and geoscience work, that 1 in 6 or 1 in 7 of those wells will be a profitable project. So we absolutely have a bright future in this province. Like I said, the challenge is bridging from where we are to where we know we're going to be.